Peter Anderson is walking the proposed site of Dane County's Enbridge Pump Station. The spokesman for environmental group Madison 350 has voiced concerns about the project to the County Zoning and Land Regulation Committee. Anderson says the company should provide insurance if they want the committee to grant a permit for construction.
We see a wetland, and then if you look south of here, there's the Menasha River. That's the area we want to make sure is protected if this line spills. They say they'll build a berm over where that property line is to hold about 1 hour's worth of flow. But in the case of the Kalamazoo accident, it ran for 17 hours.
In 2010, around 843,000 gallons of heavy crude spilled from an Enbridge pipeline into Michigan's Kalamazoo River, costing around $1.2 billion to clean up. The Dane County Land and Zoning Committee has been reviewing a permit for an Enbridge pump station as part of the pipeline expansion. The committee postponed action several times since last fall after people raised concerns about its impact on the environment. Zoning Committee Chair Patrick Miles says the Federal Pipeline Safety Act limits how they can address some concerns. He says requiring insurance may be one of the few options they can explore.
There's a concern raised by many that if there's to be a conditional use permit granted, that there needs to be some assurance that if there's an accident, there are resources available to cover the cost of cleanup of a potential spill.
Enbridge says it has up to $700 million in general liability insurance and access to up to $1 billion through the Federal Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund. The Canadian firm has also agreed to provide a spill basin similar to those at its Superior terminal. At the Superior facility, Enbridge Energy spokeswoman Becky Hazy stands near two containment ponds that prevent any spills into the Nemadji River, which empties into Lake Superior. Hazy says they've invested $4.4 billion over the past 2 years on inspections, new technologies, staff, and training to improve pipeline safety since the Kalamazoo River spill. She says requiring additional insurance is unnecessary.
In the unlikely event that something happens there, we're going to clean it up. Insurance, no insurance. If something happens, we're responsible and we foot the bill to clean it up.
Wisconsin DNR spills coordinator Jason Lowry says the company has reported 9 spills in the last 10 years.
The vast majority of them haven't resulted in any known documented long-term contamination. They were cleaned up fairly quickly.
With the exception of a 2007 incident that spilled around 200,000 gallons of oil in Rusk County, causing groundwater contamination there, according to Lowry. He says the company has taken steps to clean the site and drinking water wells were not affected. Lowry says spills are going to happen. Enbridge's Hazy says opponents should recognize the number is small compared to the amount of oil they transport.
It's not even a handful of incidents that they can refer to. We transport millions of barrels of oil every day.
Zoning Committee Chair Patrick Miles says they'll discuss at a meeting tonight whether to require coverage from Enbridge, and if so, what kind. Enbridge attorneys argue federal law prevents this kind of local zoning restriction. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Danielle Kading in Superior.